You probably know actress Geena Davis from movies like Thelma and Louise, or A League of Their Own, or her Oscar-winning turn in The Accidental Tourist. You probably don't know that she's a crusader for gender equality in kids' movies. Davis is the founder of the Geena Davis Institute on Gender in Media, and that institute commissions research from the academic world on the ways that women and girls are depicted in movies and TV programs that are aimed at young people. And Davis then uses those studies to lobby Hollywood for change. Davis was in Boise yesterday to speak about her work, and she stopped by to talk to our Adam Cotterell on how she got interested in this subject 10 years ago.
When I started watching little kids' entertainment with my daughter when she was about 2 or 3, I immediately noticed that there seemed to be far fewer female characters than male characters in stuff that was aimed at very little kids, and it didn't make sense to me. I found that nobody else seemed to be noticing this. People in my industry, studio executives and producers, people that I would have meetings with, I would also bring up, hey, have you ever noticed how few female characters there are in kids' entertainment? And to a person, they said, oh, no, that's been fixed. So why don't I get the numbers to see if I'm actually right? And maybe that will be more convincing.
What exactly are the problems in depicting women in film and television right now?
Well, the first thing I noticed was the lack of equality in numbers, that we were showing kids fictitious worlds that were nearly bereft of female presence, that clearly were not seeing that women and girls take up half the space in the world. I mean, everybody knows that in movies for the general population, there's more male characters than female. I mean, everybody knows that. But I don't think people are aware how imbalanced it is in what kids see.
I think I noticed some of that. I noticed disparity in speaking parts, a lack of women doing interesting or important things. But I never noticed the background. I never noticed the crowd scenes, just the worlds themselves had very few women.
Right. Actually, what we found was that in family-rated films, the crowd scenes are made up of only 17% female characters in live-action and animated movies. And the ratio of male-to-female characters, anyway, has been the same since 1946.
You work with some very well-respected academics to get these numbers. What do you do with them?
Well, we take the research directly to the people in my industry. Because I'm in the industry, I can go directly to a studio and say, could you get together a bunch of your people and let me talk about something? And as soon as I point this out, they're like, oh my God, why didn't I ever notice this? Because diversity is something they're all keenly aware of, and all the studios have diversity departments. But until we started talking to them, no one had thought about gender. My simple formula for them is, you know, whatever you're going to do, write it, but then just go through and change a few characters to female. And now you have nice balance of female characters that are unstereotyped because it was a part for a man, and that it can be very painless to do that.
Have you changed anything yet?
You know, we have. We did a survey of everybody who's heard our presentation and found that 68% said what they learned had impacted two or more of their projects, and 41% said it had impacted four or more of their projects. I'm thinking in 5 years, we will see that the needle has moved for the first time in decades.
This is something that I actually think quite a lot about. Mm-hmm. My daughter turned 3 this spring. She's just starting to watch movies. There's a couple PBS kids shows we let her watch once in a while. Mm-hmm. And I worry about the messages that she's going to get throughout her childhood watching these things. So I wonder, what can ordinary parents in Idaho do on our end?
There are positive, helpful things you can do. One is limit how much time they spend watching screens, because it's very hard to find something that's empowering for girls. My kids, when they were the same age, I didn't want them to not be able to watch movies that all their friends were watching, whatever the new animated movie was. We always go see it. But then I can point out things to them that they wouldn't pick up themselves. I mean, your three-year-old daughter isn't going to say, I don't see myself being fairly represented up there. I always point things out to them if I'm watching at home with them. I comment on it as it's happening. I'll say, hey, did you notice that group is mostly all boys except one girl? Why do you think that is? Shouldn't it be half girls? And do you think a girl could have done what that boy just did? And things like that. And they've actually really become media savvy.
Actress Gina Davis visited Boise yesterday, and that's when she had a chance to talk with our Adam Cotterell.